IronOverload.io presents Iron Overload No Bullshit Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the UG info like you've never heard before. No bullshit, no lies, straight hardcore truth. A bodybuilding podcast like you never heard before. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
IronOverload.io Hardcore Episode 74 coming your way. Very exciting update 2024. Ostrine MK2866 SARMs revisited. Now, this is a very, very important SARM. Has a lot of good benefits that you should be knowing about. And it is in a class of drugs called SARMs, which are selective androgen receptor modulators. And look, at the end of the day, it's the way these SARMs are, including Ostrine, they're selective. And they bind only to bone and muscle androgen receptors. And unlike anabolic steroids, which are in a lot of ways like dropping a bomb into your body, these are selective. These are like those little missile bombs that really like kind of selectively put the advantages without giving you the side effects. So with Ostrine, you're not going to get things like tremendous shutdown of the reproductive system. You'll have some, but you won't have a tremendous shutdown where it just completely shuts you down after 2 or 3 weeks on it. You're not going to have the prostate issues. You're not going to have the hair loss issues. You're not going to have those DHT side effects or those estrogenic side effects that other anabolic steroids can give you. So this one was developed in the late 2000s by GTX. And they wanted to fight muscle wasting diseases. They wanted to come up with something with less side effects than hormones for muscle wasting. And with many bodybuilding drugs, Ostrine got hijacked into the fitness community. And it's a great way for people who are into all types of athletic endeavors from, you know, hey, I want to, weight train. Bodybuilding, power training, endurance athletes, Olympians, CrossFitters, all across of it, any sport. And we've seen some evidence really and from guys who have used it and gals that it can help with interesting things like injuries, for example. And that's one of the top SARMs that are recommended to help you heal from injury. So that's really, really fascinating. So it's got a lot of potential when it comes to that. Mobster?
Yeah, I'm looking at the article that's associated with this podcast. I think sometimes people are unaware, and I've touched on it a couple of times in these shows that we do, Steve, where when you train your fucking ass off, the risk of injury, the ability for the body to heal is being pushed hard. And obviously anabolic steroids are great, for example, Steve, as we know, building up muscle tissue, but they're not so good, and this is why people used to get injured at the connective tissue and the tendons and the sinews and the fascia and so on and so forth, hence the use of growth hormone. So the studies have actually shown that this is better at testosterone injury prevention. So in other words, it's helping you to heal at the same time as it's helping you to grow. And I also want to touch a little bit, only because it occasionally comes up in the forums again, Steve, with these conversations about suppression. And of course, suppression is one of those, how much are you suppressed? Bottom line is, for most people, when you're using anabolic steroids, there will be shutdown. How much shutdown, how many sperm you're going to produce, how much testosterone your body still wants to produce is arguable. And the only real answer to that is to go out and get blood tested. But comparably, and that's holding up Ostrine and a lot of selective androgen receptor modulators in the forms of SARMs against anabolic steroids, SARMs suppress less. That means that the impact on your body is less. Your ability to recover after a cycle is greater. The number of sperm that you produce will be more on SARMs than they will be on steroids and so on and so forth. There's even an argument to be made here, Steve, that it is as much anti-catabolic, in fact, arguably slightly more anti-catabolic, than it is anabolic. And what does that mean? Again, if you're dieting, if you're pushing hard in the gym, if you're trying to get into shape, there's an element of losing sometimes, especially when it comes to dieting at the same time as eating the gym, of losing a percentage of muscle tissue at the same time as you lose body fat. And the idea that you can hold on to some of that muscle tissue and not lose it as you diet is appealing for obvious reasons. There's a great many professional bodybuilders back in the day, Steve, that would bulk up to get to crazy, even as we see this now, off-season numbers. And then they would have to lose 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds to get into stay shape. And the idea of bulking up was to add new muscle tissue, a little bit of fat, a little bit of water, but new muscle tissue. What is the point if dieting all that tissue away to be 2 pounds or 3 pounds heavier than you was last year, especially if you're hard training, freaky genetics, steroid using bodybuilder? It's not appealing. You really killed yourself in the off season. So the idea that even an average Joe can keep some of that muscle tissue that they've worked really hard for is incredibly appealing, especially when it comes to getting the shape. I would want to, for example, Steve, if I gained 10 pounds of muscle in the off season, I know I might lose a few, but if I could keep 5, 6, 7 pounds, that's got to be a lot better than the average. And I've looked at this before, Steve, of 3 new pounds of tissue a year. So, and again, the investment in anabolics, the investment in time, energy, and training, the idea that I can keep more muscle absolutely has to be something. So it's as good, if not better, at treating catabolic loss of muscle tissue than it is anabolic gains of muscle tissue. And that combination together has got to be the reason why it's so incredibly attractive. What do you think on that, Steve, before we move on?
Yeah, and there's other benefits. This is why people like to use Ulstering. You know, they like to use it after cycle. Some people will use it in PCT. Some people will use it between cycles. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a very versatile SARM. And, you know, you're going to get, now you can use it on a cycle by itself, or you can use it in a stack. There's really a lot of different ways that you can use it. And look, at the end of the day, what we want to accomplish when we go work out, when we're taking these performance enhancers, is we want to give ourselves an advantage. So how does Ulstering do it? And Ulstering does it by binding to your muscle receptors. And it's going to give you results similar to using anabolic steroids without a lot of those side effects, as I talked about earlier. And a lot of people want that. Now, is it going to give you as much results as taking Dianabol? No. Is it going to give you as much results as taking Anavar? No, not quite. Is it going to give you as much results as taking T-Bol? Again, maybe not quite. But it's going to give you some of the benefits without shedding your hair, you know, ripping up your joints and doing all these other things. So a lot of people like to use SARMs, especially younger guys who are, you know, they're in their early 20s. They're like, well, I don't want to open that can of worms of using anabolic steroids. Once you open the can of worms of using anabolic steroids, you start fucking with your reproductive system big time. And you may never get your reproductive system back to where it was in terms of fertility, and in terms of your ability to produce testosterone. So that's where really the advantage that, you know, Mobster and I are talking about. Also, what about the other advantages, Mobster, over steroids? I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a person, you're an athlete. You like to do a lot of different sports, maybe CrossFit, stuff like that, a lot of running and stuff like that. And you don't want to take something like anabolic steroids that are going to cause pumps, that are going to cause water retention, that are going to cause your blood pressure to go haywire, your heart rate to increase, and all this stuff. Ulstering will give you a lot of good performance enhancing with those types of sports without setting you back. How many times do people think, yeah, I can go take anabolic steroids, I want to, and then I'm getting these really bad pumps, even when I'm, even not runners, they're just working out in the gym, they're doing pull downs or doing rows or doing pull ups or something. They're like, oh, my back, I'm having a cramp in my back. No, those are pumps. They're like, oh, my kidneys hurt, blah, blah, blah. No, those are pumps. You're getting pumps. You're getting so much blood flow to those muscles that you're literally giving yourself these crippling pumps, which are affecting your workouts negatively. So with Ulstering, you don't have to worry about those pumps. You don't have to worry about getting, setting yourself back in the weight room. I've trained before with Dynabol, and I tried to do some post-workout cardio, and I literally got off the treadmill and got on the floor and had to lay there for 10 minutes like an idiot in the gym in front of everybody because my calves were so blown up from the pumps that I couldn't even walk. And I've been in situations on Anavar where I've been jogging and after the gym, go to the park and go for a nice jog in the park. And before I can hit a mile, my lower back is killing me from the pumps, where I have to just walk the rest of the day like the I gotta walk with the old people there and embarrass myself while the other people are running and they're looking at me like, man, look at this pussy over here. He's walking the rest of the way. No, I'm kidding,
I've
guys.
been there, brother.
I'm not that insecure, but some of you might be out there where you think
Yeah.
everybody's like looking at you, right? But look, seriously, or go and play tennis. Go and play tennis with my forearms. Like, oh, I can't finish the game, bro. I can't finish the game. I'm injured. I got forearm pumps for playing tennis. Like, there's so many different things. Look, at the end of the day, ulcering won't fuck with you. Does that make sense? It won't fuck with you with what you want to do in life. It's not gonna fuck with your blood sugar. It's not gonna cause night sweats. You know what I'm saying? All these side effects that we can get with anabolic steroids, the test flu, the feverish feelings, the excess sweating, all this stuff. Some people just want to take something to get an edge without the side effects. And that's what ulcerine can do for you. And then the injuries. You know, look, we've seen guys with tendon injuries, bone injuries, ligament injuries. And we've
Yeah.
seen the studies that show that ulcerine can actually not only help speed up that recovery, but they all can also prevent injuries from happening. Really fascinating. And a lot of it has to do with the way they developed it, the way they looked into it when they were studying it. And they're like, wow, this stuff is good for muscle wasting diseases. You know, that's what we were designing for. But they also were like, shit, it's good for osteoporosis, it's good for other ailments too. So we can use that in the fitness world to our advantage when it comes to injury prevention and stuff like that. Now, when the nice thing about ulcerine, again, it's not going to shut you down like anabolic steroids will, but it will suppress you just a little bit where you bounce back quicker. So if you're a person, you just want to run like something for 10 or 12 weeks or 8 weeks or even 16 weeks, and you're like, oh, I don't want to shut myself down. I'm 21 years old. I don't want to lose my fertility at 21 years old. I don't want to have my pituitary glands blown up at 21 years old. Wow, well, why don't I use Osterine? Because I can run Osterine for 12 weeks. Will I get suppressed? Yes, I will get suppressed. It's not gonna, it's
Yeah,
still
not
suppressive,
yet.
but it's not gonna completely like shut you down where you need like 6 months or 9 months to gain back your testosterone levels that you had before. Your levels will bounce back much quicker on Ulcerine, assuming you got legitimate Ulcerine, because there are fakes out there. So you want to make sure, obviously, you're getting Ulcerine from a legitimate source. Go ahead, Mawson.
Yeah, I mean, it occurs to me on two things here, Steve. One is the reason why certain medications were developed. And hopefully this doesn't apply to any of the listeners, but there are occasions where certain medical conditions occur and the medication's given to you, for example, a full body burn, Steve, or even just a really bad third degree burn or cancer, and certain other medical situations that you don't want any of the listeners to ever have to deal with or be involved with or have themselves, okay? And sometimes the medication that's given to you needs another medication to negate the side effects of the medication they're giving you for the condition, the situation you find yourself in. So what are they looking for when they develop SARMs? They're looking for something that can treat, for example, be incredibly anti-catabolic. If you're just laying there in bed dealing with the medical issue and your muscles are wasting away, this is keeping muscle tissue on you, which in fact helps you fight the medical condition. It helps you recover quicker when you get out of bed and are able to walk around and you're recovered from the injury or the condition, and so on and so forth, and without the side effects. And once you understand the reasons why it was developed and what it was meant to replace it, and so on and so forth, you can then start to say, hang on, if I'm killing it in a gym, that's not a third degree burn, that's not cancer, it's less, but it's still stress. And if I can handle the stress better, my body will grow. I will recover better. Another thing, Steve, which is kind of cool, is it causes next to no, I'm actually going to say no, estrogen issues. What do we mean by that? I'll just say two words, Steve. Bitch tits, gyno, whatever you like. And the reality of certain anabolic steroids, quite majority, in fact, arguably, is that you end up having to use an AI. It's worse if you've got a high degree of body fat. It's worse if you're sensitive to certain steroids and you're estrogen sensitive and so on and so forth, whether that be bloat, whether that be boobs, man boobs, whatever. And so, again, using SARMs like Osterine, you're looking at something that doesn't make that happen. It's not causing such a, with the various feedback mechanisms, some of these which are not completely understood, and you end up, and again, you just might be the person that's prone to that anyway. The body fat might be not quite what you think it is, in fact, slightly higher, and so on and so forth. And how many times do we see people discussing steroid cycles, PED cycles, and you're like, where's the AI? Oh, I've got it on hand. Don't wait till you see science, guys. Have something there at the beginning. But with some SARMs like Osterine, it doesn't cause that. There is no feedback. There is no mechanism that we don't understand because we haven't had examples of people saying, I took Osterine and I got boobs. Because unless it's a fake SARM and it isn't what it says in the tin, we haven't seen examples of this occurring. So I think it's fairly safe to say, Steve, that that's one of the great advantages for it. What do you think on diosidine and cycling?
So Osterine, look, if you're going to run it by itself, I'd recommend anywhere from 25 to 50 milligrams per day. And I can remember for years, people were saying use it 25 milligrams. And then in the past few years, again, this is an updated podcast, we see more people running it a little higher, going 50. And so Osterine really, it's cheap. You can get good, really good results just on 25 milligrams, and it's a cheap SARM to use, one of the cheapest ones out there, because if you're going to run 25 milligrams, each bottle would last you 8 weeks, you see. So it's not an expensive one to use at all. So I've seen people who have gone, you know, even 12 and a half milligrams. So if you're a female, you probably want to go. I always tell females run about half the dose. So if you're a female, you can go 12 and a half milligrams to get really, really good results. So now Osterine is going to be much more effective stacked, obviously, because you're running more stuff. So what can you stack with Osterine? If you're looking for like general athleticism, you know, better everything, GW would be a great one. You could stack 20 milligrams a day of GW with the Osterine, and that would be a good effect. So you're getting the fat loss benefits and the endurance benefits of the GW along with the Osterine. If you want to go more bulking, you could stack LGD or RAD, 10, 15 milligrams of each. And at the end of the day too, if you wanted to go more of a healing stack, something for energy, injury help, and also preventing injuries, you could go with Nutrabol. You could stack in 15 to 25 milligrams a day of Nutrabol, and which is MK677. So these are both the MKs that we know among SARMs that are the most popular ones, the Osterine MK2866, and then the Nutrabol MK677. And the Nutrabol is nothing like the Osterine, even though they're both MKs. Nutrabol actually isn't a SARM. It basically acts like human growth hormone in the body. It's a human growth hormone secret to Togu, if I'm pronouncing that. Trying to pronounce that one. And it basically gives you the effects. It's going to cause a rise in ghrelin in the body. It's going to cause you to have a rise in appetite. So it does a lot of things. So if you're prone to appetite issues where you don't want the appetite, I would take the Nutrabol before bed. You can take the Osterine anytime. Go ahead and take the Nutrabol before bed. If you don't mind the appetite, you can take the Nutrabol early in the day. So these two together would be really, really good, you know, for injury repair or injury prevention. So if you're dealing with some nagging injuries, and you could go ahead and run these two together, and Nutrabol being not a SARM, not a hormone at all. You can be a little more flexible with it where you run it every other day or every 3 days or for 5 days and take 2 days off. There's different ways you can run Nutrabol with it. So, I mean, those are the most popular ways we've seen Osterine run for cycles. Now, in terms of PCT, some people like to use Osterine and PCT. It's a little more aggressive, a PCT. Now, some people say, well, you can run a little bit of Osterene and PCT. It's not going to cause you any suppression. It's not going to affect recovery.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I've seen both sides, yeah.
I've seen it said, but I'm going to argue with that, Steve. I think you're kind of leaning towards arguing with it as well, just because of the hesitation that you had just then. Look, guys, I mean, I see some people saying that, but then we know just how popular bridging and cruising is and so on and so forth. So these people aren't bridging. They're not cruising, but they kind of are. I'm going to use something which is minimally suppressive. And we say, look, for me, this is simple. It's black and white. Either the light's on or the light's off. Switch up, switch down, whatever you want to call it. If you're using something that is suppressive, a steroid stack, and you come to the end of your steroid stack, and the freak out of I don't want to lose muscle tissue, hey, Osterene's anti-catabolic, so that's going to help me hold on to muscle tissue. I'm going to be healing while I'm on Osterene. That's going to help as well. But it's minimally suppressive. Yeah, no. Mum's like, can't have the light, or the light isn't half on, half on. See, we're on or it's off. It's arguable as the amount of suppression, but that applies to steroids. Some are worse than others. Same thing applies to SARMs. My thing would be either call it cruising and bridging, or don't use a anabolic, even a mild anabolic, even a selective anabolic in a PCT. I can't see how it's one thing or the other, Steve, if it's still suppressive. And the bottom line for that would be, although it's not as suppressive as a steroid, it's still going to affect how long it takes you to fully recover. And again, there's always going to be a percentage of people that want to stay on. There's always going to be a percentage of people that want to cruise or blast or whatever the hell. So, you know, we talk to those people, we discuss these options. But my thing would be, and we try to give the best possible advice, opinions, scientific data that we can when we do these shows, would be to say, no, do not. Simple as that. By all means, and here's something I've suggested, Steve, and I think this is a much, much better option in my mind. Do a anabolic cycle, anabolic steroids, performance enhancing drugs, call it what you will, have your PCT and time off, and then the next cycle you can do will be a SARM cycle. Why? I mean, time scales wise, Steve, I've used this before. Again, depending on the steroid that you've used, 8 weeks, then 8, 12, 16 weeks off, and then you could do an 8 week or even a 4 week Osterene cycle at 25 milligrams a day, up to 50 milligrams, like Steve said, slightly more aggressive. Updated, as Steve said again, and then a relatively short time off because of the time to recover should be quicker, and then back on again. That actually gives you the option for up to 3 cycles, 2 anabolics and a SARM cycle per year with the right time off in between to fully recover as best you possibly can. And again, we've got shows on that. We talk about these things on the forum. So that would be my way. I just can't get my head around, and I said, as I sense the hesitation in you, that you would be still using something that even as minimally suppressive as Osterene would still be suppressing you to some small degree. I want to enhance my recovery as best I can. Steve and I have touched upon this just for age. I'm 59 as we run this show, talking about in 2024. There is almost certainly going to come a point where I will go on CRT, but not yet. I don't have to, not yet. So the less, and for me, it's always going to be on or off, not on or off, Steve. I can't get my head around that. And that's just the way that I think. If we had another host on this show to come on who's quite happy with blasting and cruising, I'm sure they would explain their thoughts and their sensibilities. And again, there will be listeners that do exactly that. But we try to talk to the majority of people with the idea of answering your health as much as possible in between cycles and to cause the least amount of issues that you could possibly deal with. And so for me, it's always going to be, if I don't have to do something when it comes to using drugs, then I will not do that thing. I'm quite happy to run steroid cycles. I'm quite happy to run SARM cycles, but I want to get the maximal benefit from it and minimize the side effects. And specifically, and this especially applies to the younger listener up to 30, 35 years of age, when you might be thinking about having kids, the least amount of suppression that I possibly can. That just makes sense for fertility, Steve, if for no other reason whatsoever. Any more thoughts before we finish the show off?
So one of the things I would recommend with Osterene is that you make sure you get pre-cycle blood work as well. Because a lot of people, they say, well, you know, Osterene did this, Osterene did that. But it's very important before any cycle to get pre-cycle blood work. I think it's very, very important. So You definitely want to get your pre-cycle blood work done so that we can see exactly, what's going on before you go on cycle. And then from there, you'll know, hey, is it suppressing me? Is it doing this and that? Because we can sit here and debate all day. Like these people, they can debate all day. Is it suppressive? Is it not suppressive? Whatever. But look, the blood work doesn't lie, right? So my recommendation, this is what I've seen. From what I've seen from Allstream, some people get suppressed, some people may not. Okay. It's kind of in between. And just because one person may not get suppressive, I've seen people say, oh, I've been on steroids for 20 years. I came off cold turkey and I was able to bounce back my HPTA. People have said that. Anyone can say anything, but doesn't mean that most people would have that effect, you see? So everybody's going to be different. So only you know your body, and only you can get blood work done on your body and see the truth. So that would be the option. But at the end of the day, look, with Ulcerine, I see it as a much better option as a bridge than using, than blasting and cruising if you're going to maintain your HPTA, or when it comes to using anabolic steroids during a bridge. Obviously, it's going to be a better option. It's going to be way less suppressive than anabolic steroids. We know
Yes,
that. We know
yeah,
that.
I can see that, yeah.
When you use Ulcerine or any SARM, okay, your LH, your FSH don't go to zero. They come down. Maybe they come down 30%, 40%, maybe 60%, but they don't come down 100% like they would on anabolic steroids, okay? And that's going to help you recover quicker. So that's definitely what I would do for sure.
To finish off,
Yeah,
you're
so
doing a
go ahead,
model.
Mobster. Yeah, go ahead, Mobster, and finish us
Yeah,
off with
something
some
that's
thoughts.
super, super important, and we've seen this a bunch of times, guys. Every so often on the forums, it come up with an issue of fake SARMs, and Christ, Steve, I think we've even seen examples where they've gone into a Ma and Pa supplement shop, never mind the big name companies or whatever else. Oh, especially people talk about some source you've never heard of in your fucking life, Steve. It's not really an issue here in the UK, funny enough, because we can get SARMs, although ironically. On this show, facts, I've got into trouble with customs and excise and the police because I had SARMs coming in via the international mail, which was a giant pain in the ass. But the bigger issue here is, again, the fake SARMs. And so what typically is happening here, and I don't know, I think Vivs, you said this on another show, Steve, pro-hormones with a new fucking label on it. And so someone will be taking this product, which they think is Ostarine or GW or whatever else, and they get bitch tears, or they get bloat, and they go, how is this supposed to be happening? I haven't read about this as a side effect. Or, for example, another show that Steve and I are going to update on S4. They're not getting any of the night vision issues and so on and so forth, which is a well-known side effect. You go, that doesn't sound right. Nearly always at the dose you're running it, the length of time that you've been running it, and so on and so forth, it's almost every single time, Steve, unless they're an absolute freak of nature themselves in terms of their sensitivities, it's nearly always a fake SARM. So we have, and we talk about it, and I'm not going to name particular sources right now, but we have approved sources, we have companies that we recommend, and we do this because we have specific personal experience, or we know that their products have been tested, or we know members who've used their products. And we always have that when it comes to SARMs for the same reason as we've done anabolic steroids. We want you to use a legitimate source to get the best results from your training, from your nutrition. But yes, there are companies out there that will scam you. There are companies out there that were left with tons, and I mean literally tons of pro hormone pills, tablets, solutions, whatever you want to call it, in their fucking warehouse, and they want to get rid of it. Why? Steve, to me, this is always that thing, and I've used this example about doing a drug deal when you get robbed. You get robbed by one person once. You don't go back and get robbed by them again. For me, this is a mistake by companies giving you the wrong products, not only because you can get side effects, not only because you can have health issues, but they get to give you the wrong products, a drug, a steroid, a pro-hormone instead of a SARM once. You're not going to do business with them again. So they make a buck or two one time, whereas legitimate sources, approved sources, trusted sources get to do business with you for a long time. Multiple sales, and you're going to recommend the products to those buddies of yours that are in the know that are looking to do SARMs. I use this company, it was a great product, it works. I lost weight, I gained muscle, my skin looks amazing, all my injuries have healed up. You're going to tell your buddies, you're going to tell at least your best buddy. You're going to recommend companies like that. And we want, as just doing this show, Steve, we want you to have great results. We want you to feel good. We want your injuries to heal up. We want you to be able to go down and Jimmy to kill it. And we want you to go out there, recommend what you've done, how you've done it, and all that kind of fucking great stuff, Steve. It just makes sense to me. So, yeah, make sure to use a legit, approved, trusted source. Come onto the forums. Check it out. We've got places that we can send you to. We've got company names that we can talk about. And we've even, and in the case of a couple of these psalms, just myself and Steve, specific psalm companies, products, etc., that we've used ourselves and got great results from. Please note, we are not doctors and opinions. Ours is our view and based on our experience and views on the topic. A podcast are for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment applies.